Good morning, HCC. This is Brendan Byrne coming at you live from the studio. Today, I am joined by the Office of Human Rights, Leslie Salgado and Yolanda Sonier. How are you both doing today?
Doing well. Thank you. Have a little cold, so excuse my beautiful voice, but I'm doing well.
Well, that's okay. Take your time. So you're both here from the Office of Human Rights, as I just mentioned. Why don't we start with some background info? How did you? I'd like to know how you each got involved with the organization, with the Office of Human Rights.
And I'll start, and I'll say that I'm with the Office of Human Rights, and Leslie is with the Human Rights Commission.
Okay.
So two different entities, but work very closely together. I'm the administrator of the Office of Human Rights, and so I lead a team of about 9 wonderful individuals. Our office does investigations into discrimination. When someone files a complaint of discrimination here in the county, our office investigates. In addition, we also have an outreach team that also goes out into the community and makes the community aware of the services that the office offers, and also does trainings and workshops to try to eradicate discrimination so we don't have so many complaints of discrimination here in the county. And then Leslie, I know Leslie's a commissioner with the Human Rights Commission, and I'll let her talk briefly about that.
Sure. And I was designated to be a commissioner. You have to apply for that position, and then you become, you know, a commissioner. And I'm one of the members of the commission. The commission is basically assisting the Howard County Executive and the Office of Human Rights and the compliance of non-discrimination. Howard County has one of the most comprehensive non-discrimination laws that I have seen. It includes race, color, national origin, personal appearance.
Source of income, religion.
Religion. Yeah. It is really, really amazing. The commissioners are all volunteers. And one of the functions of the commission, aside from providing advice to the executive and to the Office of Human Rights, is actually to help monitor the compliance with these laws of non-discrimination. And we also assist the Office of Human Rights in cases where the Office of Human Rights has investigated a case and they have someone has filed a request for an additional investigation, and so the Office of Human Rights transfers those cases to us, to the commission. Anyone in Howard County can file a complaint, either a person who lives in Howard County or works in Howard County. So it's important for those of you who are listening that all of us have a right to basically file a complaint or raise a concern. You don't necessarily have to know what it takes to be discriminated, but if in any way you feel that someone is mistreating you or not providing you the services that you feel you're entitled to, you need to come to the Office of Human Rights first. Mm-hmm. Also, the Human Rights Commission is open. We meet the third Thursday of every month, and any person can come to those meetings. The public is welcome to present a concern, a complaint that they may have.
And just to follow up with Leslie, she was mentioning that the Human Rights Commission assists. So they, if someone files a complaint, either the complainant or the respondent, and when our office issues a finding, they can appeal. And the Human Rights Commission hears that appeal with regards to that investigation that our office conducted. But to also add that you can file a complaint in 5 different areas. It's in employment, housing, finance and lending, public accommodations, and law enforcement. And Leslie already hinted on several different bases that you can file, race, color, creed, national origin, religion, disability. There's a whole list, age, gender. And so if you do feel like you've been discriminated, you should contact the office. And even if you're not certain, our investigative team is wonderful and will be able to assist you in deciding whether or not your matter falls into the realm of being investigated.
That's a very, very involved process, but it's, I mean, that says a lot that your departments work very closely.
Yes.
On this, and that this is a valuable resource for people in Howard County.
Yes.
Utilize.
And a lot of people don't know that the office actually exists, and the fact that someone will actually investigate your complaints of discrimination here in the county.
It's important also to understand that the commissioners are all volunteers. We're not employees of Howard County. No. So we are independent, but we receive the assistance of the Office of Human Rights.
Right.
So you're both technically volunteers.
No, right now, this is my full-time job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm paid by the county, and I lead a staff of 10 individuals.
Okay.
And our office does provide assistance, and one of our staff members does staff the Human Rights Commission, so works very closely, but they are two separate entities in what they offer and what they do. But of course, our mission is very closely linked in, you know, in eradicating discrimination and investigating discrimination here in the county. The other thing that Leslie was very modest in saying, she said, oh, you just apply and then you become a commissioner. The county exec actually gets, you know, several applications of people that are interested to sit on the Human Rights Commission. And the county executive actually is the one who appoints individuals to be on the Human Rights Commission. And then even after the appointment, the county council actually then has to confirm. So they go through a process, and it's not just, oh, we apply, and then we make it on. So
maybe a little bit more involved than Leslie.
And we appear in a hearing, actually. That is the most sort of, scary thing, if we can say. because you're sitting in an audience in front of the county council and the executive, and they hear you, and then you wait to hear until whether they have approved you or not. Mm-hmm. So it is a process. Right. You are correct, and you have to submit an application, you know, showing, demonstrating that you care about the subject and that you have some experience. So, you know, one thing that I would like to add about the commission as opposed to the Office of Human Rights, and I think it's important, especially for new immigrants, is that some immigrants are afraid to go to governmental offices. Mm-hmm. That's the advantage, I think, one of the advantages of the two entities being separate and ours not being a governmental entity, because we are not part of the government. Okay.
That's very important for people to understand that you're not part of the government.
No, we are not.
No. Okay. No.
They operate separately from the government, but still a commission of the government, but operate very separately than the employees of the Howard County government.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a very reassuring
and still
thing.
There's still oversight
to
the commission because it is a Howard County government commission. But Leslie is correct that those who do have a fear of coming to, you know, Howard County government, you know, they can very well contact the commissioners individually. They can contact the commission, and they can also come in to one of the commission hearings and voice any concerns or complaints that they may have.
Right.
Okay, so you've both been, how long have you both been working for your respective organizations?
So mine is relatively new. I started in this position in June, but human rights and the civil rights sector is not new to me. Mm. And so it is something I have been doing for quite some time, but I'm new in this current role as of June of this year.
Have you always worked in Howard County, or have you moved from somewhere else?
So I'm a Howard County resident.
Okay.
I will say that. And my children attend Howard County schools, high school here. And no, so I was a practicing attorney. And so I did have an office here in Columbia. And before then, I had a firm that was based in Baltimore City, but I practiced throughout the state.
Okay.
And I have been in the commission, since April of this year. A year ago, I served in the Martin Luther King Jr. Commission also for 1 year. But the commission that I really wanted to serve was the Human Rights Commission, and that's why I applied for this. And I love it. The members of the commission are, it's a team of very friendly and caring people. and very accessible. I actually am enjoying being a part of this commission.
That's great. Yeah, a group of accessible people that is a valuable resource that it sounds like people don't really know enough about here in Howard County. Like, I wasn't actually aware of your presence either.
Okay.
At this point. But it's always good to, I mean, I'm not from Howard County.
Okay.
To be fair.
But you work here in Howard County.
Yes, I do now.
And so, and as someone that works in Howard County, you would also qualify to know about the services that the office does. And so that is one of the goals of the office now, is to make sure that people know that our office exists and what the services are, and to also get out and do, you know, more workshops and trainings to get people to embrace our differences and not, you know, try to ignore the fact that we are different. We are different, mm-hmm. but we should celebrate the fact that we are different and what that brings to the fabric of this community.
Absolutely. And Howard County it's known for being a very progressive community.
Correct.
Very, very open. So I'm just curious about are you able to chart the instances of discrimination that you've seen in the past couple years in this county? Have you seen a decrease or increase?
So we've seen an increase in filings. And, you know, whether or not it's because people know that the office exists now or is actually an increase in discrimination, I can't really give you a gauge mm-hmm. of that. What we have also seen is we also work in conjunction with the Howard County Police Department. And when there are hate bias incidents where, you know, it's an incident that the police are called to, not doesn't always amount to a criminal filings or criminal charge, but it is something that the police department does go out, they respond to, and they document. And we have seen an increase in the hate bias incidents, I would say, in the past year. And although I've only been in the position since June, I have looked back at the hate bias incident reports, and it seems like there's been an increase in filings of those.
Yeah, and I also do volunteer work with other organizations, especially around new immigrants, mm-hmm. Latinos, and I hear from them stories of different types of abuse that many times they are suffering, sometimes from their own partners, and how they are afraid to come to the police because they are undocumented and they think that they'll be the ones who end up paying by being detained by ICE, for example. Mm. So, you know, for us, especially as a commissioner, I think that's one of the things I would like to get really involved in, helping bridge that gap
right.
with the Spanish speakers.
And one thing I will say is Howard County is a very progressive county and a melting pot of people from different cultures and different backgrounds. But the one thing, and we pride ourselves on that, but unfortunately there are still people in Howard County who do not embrace that the melting pot that we have with people coming from different cultures, backgrounds, different countries. And so, you know, unfortunately, we have that charge to go forward to try to increase the equal opportunity of everyone here in the county and make sure that everyone knows that they are welcome to be here.
I have lived in Howard County since 1971.
Oh, wow.
I'm originally from Ecuador. I came here in 69. So my home is this really... My kids grew up here. We are a biracial family. My husband is Anglo. What Latinos, we call them Anglos if they are white. And now we are the grandparents of a beautiful little girl whose mother is from northern China. So our horizon is expanding, and we are very blessed with that. We see it as a blessing because we are learning yet of another culture. And I think that's the wonderful thing about Howard County, that we live in a community where you can walk two doors down and there's another world. Mm-hmm. But the thing that you realize that even though we may like different tastes of foods, maybe different dances, we may have different faiths, that deep inside, like I used to tell my kids when they were little, you pull out that skin and we are all the same
mm-hmm.
because we have the same problems, the same pains, the same goals. We want better lives, and we want our kids to live in a safe environment, but at the same time without having fear.
Right.
And that's the unfortunate thing that I'm seeing, particularly in these last 2 years, that a lot of new immigrants and their families are living in fear. And that is something that shouldn't be happening in Howard County. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that you, since you've mentioned
nowhere.
That.
With
nowhere.
It shouldn't be happening.
Especially
be
in
happening.
Howard
anywhere.
County.
Right.
I'm with you. But. Yes.
Yeah, that actually leads to my next my question. I'm curious about how involved do you have to get with ICE, I suppose, sometimes when in helping and serving undocumented immigrants in the community. Do they try to come to you to kind of round up anyone?
Like not to us, not to the Human Rights Commission.
No.
They are a federal agency. So they can do whatever they want, wherever they go. You know, we don't have any power over that.
Mm.
No, we as citizens, unfortunately, don't have a lot of power on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's just a present condition of reality. But
yes.
I think it's important people know that you're not, you know, part of the government. So you, like, obviously, if they go to see you, that you're not going to call ICE. By any means.
No.
No. No. And I mean, our office, even though we're a Howard County governmental office, we're still not making phone calls to immigration. If someone comes in and they file based upon national origin, you know, in any of the bases, we aren't calling immigration to come and say, oh, we have someone that's undocumented. We're not doing that. We're there to investigate the complaints of discrimination that are brought before us.
Mm-hmm. Good. And I'm glad people are starting to become more aware that they have your organization as a resource.
Yes.
I'm sure it's hard trying to navigate a society where you don't really know who you can trust.
Right.
You know? So speaking of the importance of culture and Hispanic heritage, you have a celebration coming up on the 29th, correct?
Correct. So the Office of Human Rights, and one of the things that we do in doing outreach is we celebrate different cultures and different religions, races. We just celebrate. We like to do celebrations in addition to our investigations. And one of the things that we're doing is a celebration on September the 29th, which is this coming Sunday, for Hispanic Heritage Month, which started on September 15th. It's very odd in the way that it falls. It's not a calendar month.
Yeah.
It's September 15th to, I believe, October 15th.
Correct.
And so it's not like you can say, oh, it's the calendar month of September or October. They get the best of both worlds, so they get September and part of October. But the event is this coming Sunday from 3 to 5:30 p.m. at the North Laurel Community Center. And it's open and free to all, for everyone to participate. The Office of Human Rights, as well as Friends of Latin America and the County Executive Office, are all co-sponsoring this event in efforts to celebrate Hispanic heritage, Latino people of Latino descent, and coming in, you know, there is such a rich variety of people with Hispanic, Latino, you know, backgrounds, that it is not just going to be, Leslie said she comes from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's, you know, Ecuador, and there's Guatemala, there's Mexico, there's Puerto Rico. I mean, there's so many just different ways that we can celebrate people who come from the Hispanic heritage. And I know Leslie, her organization, Friends of Latin America, is one of the co-sponsors of the event and has been very instrumental in helping us in planning this event. So, Leslie, I don't know if you want to say something further.
Yeah, so the help that we are doing, you know, primarily Friends of Latin America is a group of primarily women. We've been meeting to get our act together for this event, and we were able to get representatives from Mexico. So we are going to have tables with crafts from different countries. Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador.
Very cool.
And Colombia, Ecuador, and Brazil are at this point. And each country is going to get a table to display their crafts. We are going to have information about that. Also, the Office of Human Rights is offering little things, appetizers for people to try. And we are going to have a dance group that is going to perform some Latin American dance.
Okay.
So,
very cool.
And it's all free of charge. is open to the public. We would prefer folks to let us know that they are coming because the space is not that huge. I mean, this the space at the North Laurel Community Center holds about maybe 100 people. So, and we hope it will be packed.
Yeah.
So come, you know, you don't have to be a Latino or Hispanic. Everyone is welcome. This is a chance to mingle with other communities as well. And I hope to see you there.
And you don't have to come from the full time. So the way it's set up, as Leslie said, we have the dance performance. We have the different display of the countries. We have the food. We have different speakers. And so we have a few speakers that will rotate in and out for give very brief speeches about resources that they offer. As well as the county exec will be on hand, who will bring a welcome and also talk about the celebration and the importance of Sunday, as well as the importance of the month. And so if you want to come at 4 o'clock, feel free to come at 4 o'clock. We'll be there, you know, as Leslie said, from 3 to 5:30.
So that's this Sunday, the 29th. Free event.
Free event.
Come on out. Maybe let them know you're going to come out in advance. It's a smaller space.
Right.
All right. Very cool.
Oh, and if I can add one thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're also going to have a kids' corner.
Okay.
Oh, and yes. So in the kids' corner, we'll have different crafts for the kids to do to keep them busy and make it interesting and exciting for them as well. And so if this sounds like an adult event and, oh, my kid's not going to be interested, they will be. So bring the kids as well. Bring the whole family out.
There's
on
going
Sunday.
To be a piñata for people to break down and get some candies.
Ooh. So
I may be first in line.
you gotta wait for the kids to go and then swipe the candy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I have to at least act like, okay.
Yeah, you come in the last second, you push all the kids out of the way and take the candy.
I have to make sure no cameras are rolling.
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. That might make the Office of Human Rights look a little
That's right.
compromised.
That's right. It would. So I'll have to be a little more, I'll have to compose myself for the piñata.
Yeah, try the subtle approach.
For the Latin Americans, or if you want to come and join us, you know, we are going to encourage people to wear traditional clothing because in Latin America, we are the diversity of cultures, diversity of languages. It's not only Spanish and Portuguese that's spoken in the largest country in Latin America, which is Brazil, but we also speak indigenous languages that were here before the Europeans came. Mm. A lot of people don't know that. And that is why some of us prefer the term Latino to Hispanic, because Hispanic gives preference to the Spanish language and the country of Spain. Some of us have roots there, but most of Latin America doesn't necessarily have that because we have influence from Africa, we have influence from Asia, and we have influence from other European countries that are not Spain.
It's very interesting, very exciting event coming up this Sunday. I hope you guys have a good turnout. Before we close out the show, I just want to make sure we have all our contact info out there. If anyone needs to get in contact with your organization, how can they reach you?
So for the Office of Human Rights, they can contact us at 410-313-6430. Again, 410-313-6430. Or they can send us an email at ohr@howardcountymd.gov. ohr@howardcountymd.gov. And also for the Human Rights Commission, they have an email address, hrc@howardcountymd.gov as well.
Correct. And if you want to get in touch with me, Leslie Salgado from Friends of Latin America, you can send me an email. This will be easy. I have another one, but lpsalgado, one word, @comcast.net. I'll be happy to respond to whatever your questions are.
And if you contact us, we also have Leslie's information if you didn't get that email address.
Yes, thank you.
Excellent. Well, Leslie, Yolanda, thank you so much for joining me today. This
thank
has been
you
a very, very informative conversation.
Thank you. And we hope to see everyone there, including you.
All right. Well, everyone, have a good morning. We'll be back with you again on Wednesday. Until then, stay cool. Hopefully fall weather will be upon us soon. And have a good one.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.